Practice Squad. It's your host, David Schmidt. Jordan Stalger over there. Producer Jordan Stalger.
What's up, guys?
Craig Garman.
What's up?
And Troy Metzger.
Hello, hello.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I think mid-December, maybe.
Oh, yeah. We took a hiatus.
We did.
Yes. Contract dispute.
Yeah. I mean, they're just not paying enough.
Yeah. So we had to take some time off to, you know, get things right. But no. A lot has happened since we left.
Yeah.
A bit.
The Bengals just seemed to, like, just fade into obscurity. The Browns had some positivity to end on, first time in a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we lost to the Ravens at the last game.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Since then, yeah.
That was my most enjoyable moment of the last couple weeks of the season, was seeing the whole stadium of Steelers fans watching that game on the big screen.
Yeah.
And they're all like, yeah, we won. And then if the Browns would have won, they lost. Yeah. So they all just had to, like, hang their head and go home.
And they had to pack all those boxes of those championship shirts back.
Yes. It was great. That was the most joy I got. Yeah. I mean, legit, the most joy I got.
And then the Ravens got in the playoffs and they didn't do anything.
No.
Quarterback, really.
Because they can't throw. Quarterback can't throw. And the Titans, what happened to the Titans?
The Titans finished somewhat strong. They came down to
They had to beat the Colts, right?
Came down to the last game at home against the Colts.
I'll tell you what happened that game.
They won, they're in.
I'll tell you what happened.
But what happened, I'll tell you what happened.
What happened that game is I turned it on and I saw the promo beforehand where they all, like, cross their arms and, like, look at the camera.
And you saw Blaine Gabbert.
And I saw Blaine Gabbert. Yep. And I went, oh, this is over already.
That's Blaine Gabbert.
I'm going to play some Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I flipped it off. I didn't even watch it. I legit was like, oh, sorry, Philly. And then I watched something else because I saw Blaine Gabbert.
Especially he's got, like, that rocking that old-timey mustache.
Yeah. It was horrible. Blaine, he's such a turd.
Yeah, he's not good.
No.
Is Marcus Mariota good?
I'll let Philly answer.
He is, but the consistency is not there.
So, are you going to draft somebody this year?
I would feel like consistency would be a key component of a good quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
But if I were evaluating.
He's in the top five of, like, I just, like, when the game matters and if he's playing, like.
That's true. He's good in the red zone,
too. If you got, like.
Probably.
2 minutes left and you need to score to win, whatever, I would put Mariota as one of the quarterbacks to grab or take to drive down the field.
Yeah.
And he's not flashy. No, he's not going to put up 400 yards, but.
Gets, like, the job done.
Yeah.
Do you think he's as good as what he's going to be, or have you guys lacked, like, a really good offense coordinator? I think that might be some of it.
Well, he's going on his fifth offensive coordinator, so.
Okay, well, that's him, man.
He gets his coordinator head coaching jobs with the Packers.
That and, like, the talent around him. Like,
that doesn't help.
That's true.
Then this year, what really hit, what, I mean, yeah, our receivers need a lot of help, but the biggest thing was Delanie Walker getting hurt first game of the season.
Yeah.
That's what I knew, yeah.
It hurt my fantasy team, too.
So
we're going to get into all this. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, which happened last night. We're also going to talk about the halftime show, because why not?
No, we're not.
Okay, we won't talk about that.
No, we need to. It's super controversial.
I know. It turns out nipples are controversial.
Nipplegate 2019.
And we're just going to talk about our team's biggest questions involving our teams. And do we have a draft, like, 30.0 tonight, or?
It's not really a draft, but
we're gonna point out the best things to do on the off season
to get, like, your football to next get you, season.
Yeah. It's not a draft. Each of us
basically
are gonna
pass the time.
Each of us are gonna pick a thing.
What do you do? What do you do to pass the time for waiting for the next football season to come?
Well, it sounds like we have a really fun show ahead of us.
It's gonna be the best show.
Oh boy!
But before we get to it, we're gonna take a little break. So we'll be right back.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel east to play the St. Henry Redskins. On Friday, the boys will host St. Henry with the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner being served in the Commons from 4 to 6, pre-sale tickets only. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the always tough Tri-Village Lady Patriots with the JV game starting at 1. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host Lima Shawnee. Lots of basketball this week as the season starts to wind down. Thursday, girls at St. Henry. Friday, boys host St. Henry. Saturday, another girls-boys doubleheader at Fortsight Fieldhouse with the girls hosting Tri-Village at 1, then the boys taking on the Lima Shawnee Indians that night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games to help cheer them on, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Squad, give us a call, 419-516-0702. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on Twitter. It's been a little dormant recently, but, you know, we had two tweets from there today, so getting it back, polishing
it. Yeah, we hit it hard,
off.
Man.
Polishing
it. Yeah. Really selling, yeah. Selling the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're still here.
Tom Brady's a robot, right?
Yeah, he is. I think so.
It's just like,
I feel like he...
He's a weird guy. He's got to be.
I feel like he's...
He's a weird guy.
He's from the future. Yeah. And like he's, you know, he just doesn't age.
I wasn't 100% sure how weird he was until that was that Facebook doc.
Yeah, when he made out with his son.
I was like, that's a little long.
Then now he kissed his owner.
Is there anybody that's going to bring us off the track a little bit?
Fine.
Is there anybody who's like an all time great who's not weird?
Who's like the most? Is Tiger Woods weird?
Yeah,
he's kind of weird. He's kind of.
I mean, he has his. I don't know that he's weird.
Maybe not weird, but like his life is way crazier than mine.
True, but I'm saying like his personality is like, maybe he's weird. I don't know.
He seems like one that could be a facade. Like,
yeah, a fake thing.
He's better at it than
Tom Brady. Is Michael Jordan weird?
Yeah, I feel like
he's a degenerate gambler.
There's not many good stories of him. Like, his teammates really don't like him.
Yeah.
There's not many good stories beside him, like hitting a last-second shot.
Is there any all-time great whose teammates like adore him? Maybe
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Because he'll like kiss him on the lips.
Yeah. Like, makes out with
him.
And Robert Kraft gives him a Kraft piece of cheese. I'm like, here you go.
Now, Robert Kraft, he's the weird one.
I thought Robert Kraft was the owner of Kraft Foods. He's not.
I know. But I
always thought that too. I always thought, I was like, man, that guy owns the cheese company.
Me and.
But no, he like, it's like shipping company.
Me
something.
And Philly, while we were watching the Super Bowl after you left, David, we were curious to what he bought the Patriots for versus what they're worth now.
$176 million he bought the Patriots.
You guess what they're worth now?
$3.5 billion.
3.8 billion. That's a solid investment.
It has to be right behind the Dallas. I know it's Dallas is probably. Dallas is like $4 billion.
Somehow, and they still can't win a playoff game.
Toby.
Shots fired.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other all time greats.
You gotta be a little different.
Yeah. I think you have to be a different kind of cat to like
because we were also talking about like
be great.
Antonio Brown's
that's why I'm
kind
so
of
average.
Yeah. He's a weird dude.
Who?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Like, OVJ's a little weird.
Would Larry Fitzgerald be weird?
He might be one.
Yeah, like, he's normal.
He seems like pretty like, down to earth.
Like, boring.
He's every man's man.
They're the anomaly, like Tim Duncan's, like those guys. They just wake up in the morning and eat buttered toast and go to work.
With no emotion.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. Be thinking of that. If you guys know any of that, you know, give us a call. And
who's the random weird great athlete?
Yeah, a random great athlete. That's weird. Super Bowl reactions. Let's just go around the room. Jordan, did you think it was a boring game? I heard the ratings were the worst in 10 years.
I could see that.
Okay.
So do you want to hear my Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
So our plan was to stick around the house. And I was like, okay, I'll just like make a whole bunch of cool Sunday. Super Bowl food and we'll eat and snack around on it. So like I go to Walmart in the morning and get all supplies to make like 8 different things. End up making like 4 like meat. My plan was to make meatballs, chicken wings, these Cool Ranch crisp chips, and then like these other.
Just buy Doritos.
Yeah.
I know. I'm stupid.
Like you and made, then these like you made Cool Ranch Doritos.
Pretty much.
You made them.
And then bow tie pasta chips that you season and then you can dip in marinara.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, this is going to be all good. We can snack on them. And then I start on it and I don't finish it till like 7. So I miss the first half of the game.
Making the Super Bowl treat.
Half, the only thing that turns out is like the meatballs and chicken wings and the other stuff I have to throw away because it's not any good. And I like missed it.
Yeah.
And then I spend the rest of the game pretty much just clean all the dishes because I have like 2 crock pots. So I caught like a quarter and a half in the halftime game.
You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss much. That's right. Yeah. I kept checking the scores and I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch because it seems boring.
It was.
I couldn't tell you anything that happened in the first half.
If you bet any unders,
nothing.
You did good.
I mean, essentially,
I bet the over. I did. I set like a whole bunch of prop bets.
Yeah.
I hit the over on the national anthem.
Nice.
A couple of like I said, both quarterbacks were in the first pass attempt was going to be incomplete. Couple and I got.
Did you win money?
No, I lost.
You lost
$10.
Money.
Yeah.
I lost 10. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So your overall reaction, you just were making food.
I mean, yeah, it seemed like a boring game. What I watched, pretty much how I expected. I would have picked. I did pick the Patriots to win.
Yeah, I picked the Rams. I don't know anything though.
But
I picked them.
My overall takeaways: Bill Belichick's good. I think Sean McVay's a little maybe overrated. I don't know. Mm. Jared Goff might be as well overrated. But save your reaction because those guys are going to be on overrated, underrated.
So. Garmin's got some points he wants to make.
So you guys can go. You guys probably watch more of the game than I do.
Jared Goff is obviously not as good with Todd Gurley, not 100%.
Yeah.
So,
without, what's his name?
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The last time they were really, really amazing was when both those guys were healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I think Jared Goff is a pretty solid quarterback. It's just, it's one of those things where your game plan is Todd Gurley. We're not sure on how much he's going to play. Let's make Jared Goff beat us. And
yeah.
That's your game plan.
And they didn't play Gurley. Like, right. You know, if Todd Gurley is not in every play.
It's like we were talking about. There has to be something in a couple weeks where we see like Todd Gurley just went into surgery for something.
Yep. 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 Absolutely.
Despite the fact that all the post game press conferences saying no. So
before I forget it and we move on, I saw this tweet about pretty much the 2018 Patriots off season and how they still won the Super Bowl. So this is what happened to the Patriots between last year and this year.
Okay.
So they lost their left tackle Nate Solder. They lost Malcolm Butler, Danny Amendola, and Deion Lewis in free agency. They traded away Brandon Cooks. They lost their first round pick, Isaiah Wynn, the first week of camp. Edelman was suspended, then Josh Gordon got suspended, and they still won the Super Bowl. If that happened to any other team, like
win 4 games.
They win 4 games, but they still won the Super Bowl.
It's all Belichick, right?
And
Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady. Even though yesterday he didn't really play like amazing, he's done, like you look at all those, like his 6 Super Bowls. Like, look at the guys who he's had.
Yeah. He's never had Randy Moss, he had.
And the Rams defense is really good.
Yeah, the Rams defense is really good. The one thing, though, that I'll take away is just like one of the things I was just because the game was so boring, I was just scrolling through Twitter constantly. Mm-hmm. Is there were so many people, my sport isn't boring people.
Yeah, like soccer people.
Yeah, people say soccer's a low scoring sport.
Yeah.
I said, I would crap my pants if I saw a 13-3 soccer score.
Yeah.
In that, like, I'm just saying, like, people like NHL, I think people like NHL is boring. I'm like, okay. So this thing had one of the worst ratings in like 10 years, and I guarantee you it's still more than like the last World Series or any World Series ever.
Yeah. Probably doubled.
I mean, it was super boring.
The only reason why it was low is because, all right, the people that don't like the Patriots or the Rams, They're looking for a high-scoring game, but right. close, you know, exciting game. And it wasn't. So, more than likely, those guys are like, eh, whatever.
I mean, it really was a boring game. Yeah. It's just, like, you're going to base everything off of, like, that one game.
Well, I would say it was actually it was a good game. Mm-hmm. Good defensive, you know, if you like defensive games, I mean, it was obviously the game that you want to watch. I mean, it's not like it was a blowout.
Like, people like pitcher's duels.
Yeah.
Not much different than that.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, compared to last year when people were like, is this going to be the future of the league? Like, there's no defense.
Yeah.
I would much rather watch last year's.
No, I
wholeheartedly. I'm exactly right. I'm with you.
Or the championship games were better, too.
But say the Browns or the Bengals or the Titans were playing in, and that was your team that you're watching. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be engrossed in that game.
True.
You're going
to... If we won 3-0, I'd take it. It'd be the worst Super Bowl ever, still Super Bowl win.
Doug from DC says weird gray athletes, Mike Tyson and Pete Rose.
Yeah. Pete Rose came to mind.
Did it?
Yeah. A-Rod.
A-Rod's weird.
A-Rod's kind of weird.
I bet he has, like, buried secrets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you don't know about.
I bet there's a lot.
I'm sure every famous guy.
He says, I guess Wayne Gretzky is normal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who thinks of hockey, Doug? Come on.
Ronaldo weird?
Very.
Yeah. He's got a lot of stories following him that we probably couldn't talk about.
Tax evasion.
He's like made of plastic, too. I think he's had a lot of work done.
Well, duh.
I just think that's odd for like...
I don't think he can even smile.
Yeah. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought the Super Bowl was lame. I thought Maroon 5 was pretty lame.
Well, okay, right. So what did you expect?
All right.
So this is boring. Like, what did you expect with Maroon 5?
Oh, okay. So
I expected this to be boring.
You mean with the halftime show?
Yeah.
First off, I will say this. Before I, like, say it's not, like, it was fine. I don't know why.
No,
like,
it was below average.
When's the last time the halftime show was amazing?
Why would you even want to do the halftime show anymore? Do they make an insane amount of money? Because all you do is get criticized.
I heard you don't make any money.
They donated $500,000 to like some children's charity.
All you do is get destroyed on all fronts.
Now,
because everyone just wants to like...
It wasn't like that 3 years ago.
It's like the cool tweet to like say it sucked. So like everyone just like says it was horrible and they're going to feel like crap for like maybe a little.
Unless, you have like some sort of CD coming out.
Yeah.
You know, like for promo.
I don't get even why you'd want to do it anymore.
I think people, maybe they want to do it for that exact reason, is to be the person that breaks that trend.
Maybe.
Because at least, like, this one I thought was just so incredibly boring, because at least the past couple,
didn't flow.
There was at least one thing that you could
try to do way too much.
You couldn't have more opposite acts than Travis Scott and Bruce.
That's why I say you pick, like, three different genres every year, and they all play, like, one or two songs.
Yeah.
And they go from
stage to stage.
Some rock band to some rapper to some pop star, and, like, it hits everybody.
I couldn't understand one word that Travis Scott sang in his song.
SpongeBob lost. Introduced him.
See, I didn't see that.
Yeah, SpongeBob, like, they had a clip of SpongeBob. You know the one where he's, like, Sweet Victory or whatever? Where he, like, has the horns or whatever?
Yeah, Squidward's doing the band.
Yeah. And then Travis Scott, it comes in a comet, and then he's, like, performing in this hole that's like a comet.
And it was real.
Then he fell off the stage. I saw that on Twitter. He fell off the stage.
I didn't see that.
He was, like, jumping around and he just fell off.
That's kind of funny.
He fell backwards for the crowd to catch him, right? Was that the part?
I didn't see that. I saw the part where he just, like, walked forward and fell off. Mm. And then you bring out Big Boy, which from Atlanta.
Here we go. Here's the
grip. And then you don't bring Three Stacks out.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I wanted. They could have killed it if they ended
Outkast.
If they ended on Hey Ya.
Yeah.
That would have been.
He even played an Outkast song. By the way, he had a fantastic coat on.
I thought of.
Coat.
Yeah. What was you said? Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Yep.
So real. I mean, the realest coat ever. There's not a stitch of fake in that. Beautiful. Good for you, Big Boy.
Your mom texted you about that.
Yeah, she's like,
he got about 7 text messages in the course of about 10 seconds.
His
phone was blowing up.
The first text I got was, how many texts are you going to get? And then it went, bing, 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 bing.
Your mom's was still the best.
Yeah, she's like, that's who we have representing our product? Ugh.
Somebody.
Yeah, I said it. Somebody.
It could have been a lot worse than Big Boy.
Yeah. But and Big Boy's fine. I like Big Boy. Yeah. But you can't have Outkast.
Yeah.
I mean, unacceptable.
Yeah, but didn't you see the reason why Outkast didn't was because they refused to have their songs cut short?
I did read that.
I didn't see that.
But. Andre 3000 would not. Andre 3000 would not agree to it because they had to shorten songs.
Did they? Is there a rift between Outkast, Big Boy, and
I think
Andre 3000?
Yeah, I think they're not like
on good terms,
but good enough to do that. I think because I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel like everyone wants some kind of reunion every year. It's like I was telling you we're watching
but
it.
But that would have been the best part.
Like,
plus, they're from Atlanta.
Like, yeah, you, Justin Timberlake yeah, and they're both.
Oh, it's going to show up. And I'm like, if I'm JT, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm so far above these guys. They're nothing to me.
Kevin from Deer Park says they should go back to high school marching bands. That's, baton twirlers would be more entertaining.
Dude, put Nick Line or put Nick Cannon on a drumline, dude.
Stomp the yard.
They have to do something different. Like,
they could go back to, remember the movies like in early 2000s where like they were like dancing movies?
I watched
like
all of them.
Served.
Dude. Yeah. Do that. Have them battle.
And
have dance battles.
Step yeah. up.
Stomp the Yard.
Stomp the Yard was a good one.
Yeah.
We repping Theta.
I don't think any of them were good ones.
Drumline.
Drumline.
Yeah, they could do that. Just bring like Grambling and...
Just bring the Blue Man group out there and have them perform. I mean, that would probably be good enough.
Side note, did any of you stick around for the show after the Super Bowl on CBS?
No.
The World's
James
Best?
Gordon, no.
Dumb.
No.
I like good how they I like how they advertise it as like, the only way you can follow the world's show. Biggest game is like this girl who can bend her back kind of weird.
Anything with James Corden on it, I don't watch.
Because I thought you watched Titan Games.
No. No.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Is that show going to fail?
Did you see LeBron's new project?
Yeah, what is
something
that?
Mile?
Yeah, the Glory Mile or something.
It's gonna be dope.
Yeah,
everything seems interesting.
What is it about?
They have to run a mile, but
it's an obstacle course.
It's an obstacle course, and you have an
Live
athlete
sharks.
Chasing you, right?
A professional. Why? What's the? Just you have an athlete chasing you.
The
run
thrill,
a mile?
Dude. It's the thrill. Yeah. Thrill of the chase, man.
I probably won't watch it either.
Yeah, I won't watch it, but it looked cool.
Yeah, they look. It sold me because it kind of looked like Tron a little bit.
Yeah,
they're
I think
all
I
like
said
glowing.
That.
They're glowing dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to have like death on the line though.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. That's what I kind of a little bit like. I know it's.
That's what I'm saying. Get those death row inmates and just do yeah. it.
We're not far from that.
We're,
like, part of the obstacle course is like he's got to climb over this thing and there's like eight crocodiles underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince McMahon will like create something like that.
Yeah,
with the inmates and like yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I mean we're all over the place, of course. Yeah. But halftime show was a very underwhelming, all over the place. Commercials,
I thought they were all right.
Yeah,
they were better than
not many funny
years.
Ones because everyone's offended all the time. But I mean,
I'm pretty easygoing.
I'm excited.
I'd say
for.
Bud Light probably had the more
Bud Light Game of Thrones mashup one was amazing.
See, I didn't like that.
Really, why not?
Just because well, I don't think
it caught
beneath,
me off of guard.
It's beneath Game of Thrones to do that.
Yeah,
you don't need to do that.
They don't need advertising
no.
for sure. But
I get it, and it worked well.
Yeah.
I just you don't need to do that.
I liked the corn syrup one where they went to the Miller Lite, then Cooler yeah. Light Castle. Then
I thought that was funny, but I don't know why they're advertising based on corn.
There syrup. Was one. There was one at the very end of the Super Bowl, like towards the tail end, where they're in the wooden horse and they're naming the ingredients of the beer or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy's is like, is someone naming ingredients inside that wooden
someone
horse?
Someone talking about corn in there.
Yeah. Then they start bagging it up. I laughed about it. It was pretty stupid, but.
The NFL 100 yeah. was good.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
And I also liked the Stella Artois commercial.
That was good, too.
Yeah.
I just saw the new Endgame trailer.
Yep.
Third. That was pretty intense.
I like that.
Yeah. That Avengers.
Avengers.
Yeah. And then Toy Story. Did Toy Story 4 have
at
a commercial?
The end. The very end.
The very end.
And then, of course, Hobbs and Shaw, which I'm very excited for.
My God. The biggest blockbuster.
That's a $14 billion movie, guaranteed.
I mean, I buy my tickets.
It's going to make all the monies.
The Rock is going to flex and break out of a cask.
No, again. He already did that. It's got to be something better now.
He saved the world four times already.
Yeah. He did.
That's true. It's getting old for him.
No.
Yeah, so I don't even know how to sum this up, but
it was boring, but it was a Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl has become just this unreal mess.
Even, the whole week is like, you know, like Le Batard has a funny week just because once he points out something of like Radio Row and every person doing an interview like plugs something and it's just like once you like know that, and then it's just
we're plugging Doritos in our commercial with Chance the Rapper or whatever. I don't know. It's just,
well, I want to stop by today and talk about Pizza Hut, and they're, you know, if the game goes overtime, like, everyone gets a free pizza.
If you listen to, like, because I listen a lot of, like, Dan Patrick, you talk, like, you watch, listen to those shows after, they're always like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, they, it seems like they're super excited for, like, the first day, but then you got to do that all that for a week.
Yeah. I feel like there was more buzz about Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports getting kicked out of the Super Bowl, the National Super Bowl.
That was,
like,
on Twitter. That was entertaining to follow.
Yeah.
I saw that. I didn't watch any of the videos, but I didn't see
it. I watched the full minute video released after he got out of jail.
I feel like that was just, that was passed around on Twitter more than I like the actual, like, Super Bowl.
And
like,
then he also got kicked out of a Patriots party that he had tickets to, and I would have been upset.
Yeah.
A guy from, I don't know how it works, because I was watching the video, and the guy who was in the party worked for NFL Films and said he wasn't allowed up there. So I'm like, is that guy in charge of it? Because I'm like, if I had tickets to a party, I would be pretty irritated.
I'm going
to
say if it's an NFL sanctioned party, then yeah, he probably wouldn't be able to go in there.
I mean, does Roger Goodell knows, like, that just helps him out anytime he makes a scene?
Yeah, I don't think he does. Because Roger Goodell might be the dumbest person on the planet.
Well, he's a rich, dumb guy, too.
Yeah, so. That's true. No, you can make that notion. He's
not
idiot.
Eliminating the problem. Yeah. He's making
there because I'm saying is that there's a lot of other handful of other sports commissioners who are significantly better than him.
I made a really good dessert yesterday.
What'd you make?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it was brownies, chocolate pudding, and whipped cream, and Oreos, and I layered it in like this dish.
Yeah,
it was really good. I mean, I thought it was really good. What'd you get?
Served like cold?
Like cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
Like it was chilled.
I
mean,
all right, I will say it wasn't appealing on your plate, like when you put it on your plate.
Was it messy? Or was it like you froze it and like.
No, it was messy. Yeah. It wasn't like you
when you dish it out.
Yeah. It's like that dirt pudding stuff.
Yeah, okay. He presented it nicely in a nice glass dish.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It was chilled to perfection at 37 degrees.
I took a picture of it.
My hit rate was 50% on my stuff I made yesterday.
I was 100% because I only made that. We got pizza from Pizza Hut. Philly got that. That was good. Yep. Garmin made meatballs. Those were good.
Yep.
Everything was pretty good.
Homemade meatballs? You buy meatballs and
put
a sauce? I
bought meatballs. No one's got time to make meatballs.
That's what I did.
Yeah. And how'd that go?
Meatballs were good.
He didn't get to see the game.
That's true. I didn't get to see the game.
Well, that's why you buy the pack of meatballs.
Did Diem and Brittany and Sullivan like the meatballs?
Brittany did.
Everyone
else didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and talk about our teams and kind of our hopes for their offseason.
And dreams.
And
Time out before we go.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a note. I had a note here. That post game interview. Did you watch that? Them trying to talk to Brady on the field.
Yes. Yeah,
that gave me anxiety.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I told Philly.
They have to do something about that.
I feel like the whole process. I feel like I was gonna have a panic attack, like claustrophobia.
Someone could have shanked him so easily, and like they probably didn't know who done it.
Who was that CBS reporter? It was Wolf.
Tracy Wolf.
Did you read? She talked to New York Post. I read the article. She said she just hung on to Tom Brady's jersey.
Really?
Because otherwise she would have got swept away. Because she's like 5'5".
Yeah.
She did a nice job.
She did. She hung around there.
Fine, dude.
Tom Brady's talking to Julian Edelman now. He's talking to Robert Kraft.
You could hear him saying that.
It's unbelievable. There was like 100 reporters just boomed.
It was like 10 minutes of Tom Brady. Like, scoot back, guys. Come on.
Get back. It's so funny, too, because he's just so used to it.
Yeah.
New guy would be like, oh, God. But he was just like, guys, get back.
This is my sixth one of these. Just give me some space.
He knows what's coming.
I'm bored by this. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org, or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
We on one. if you want to call in and talk about what you hated about the Super Bowl, because it sucked. We were talking about 21 Savage got deported today because he's actually British,
which is really going to hurt the street cred.
Yeah, which really hurts that whole "I'm from Atlanta."
Yeah. More like Wales, right?
Yeah. Why don't you go eat your crumpets and drink your tea,
your fish and chips,
instead of your purple drink,
Governor?
Anyway, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Mr. Savage.
No, but like, that was such a, like, it's amazing how that story still was so huge during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad when you're watching a football game, but you're just like more worried about this rapper.
Did you see 21 Savage? Yeah. Oh, the Rams just punted again.
Yeah.
You know what else I kind of don't like now about, like, big events like that?
Mm.
Is you just see a lot of people trying to become viral with, like, a funny
meme. Have you ever gone to a Super Bowl party and you see everyone looking at their phone?
Yeah.
Like, scrolling through Twitter?
Yeah. It's just it's annoying now.
Yeah, I agree. Do you have an example of someone that tried that?
Like, who's the Adam Levine shirt, and then you see people why is he wearing my curtain?
Yeah. Look at, like, my pillow.
Yeah, and they, like, went out of their way to, like, take their curtain off the wall and, like, hold up next to the TV.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like,
just watch the game.
Even though I would do that too.
We're gonna go through our teams, because this is a football podcast about the Bengals and Browns and the Titans.
When do you want me to drop the odds for next year?
We'll tease it. Yeah, everyone's waiting for those.
Yeah, we're gonna give you in a little bit. You have to keep listening. We're gonna give you the Super Bowl odds,
because you can't go look them up.
Yeah, because
exactly.
You can't figure that out.
These are our odds
in 2 seconds.
Internet's down. I already screenshot.
Jor, who wants to start? Browns, Titans, or Bengals?
Titans.
Okay. Philly, we're going to start with your team first.
Well, and let's go question by question, not...
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the Titans MVP this year?
Oh. I got to go... No, he was not. I'd have to go with Derrick Henry, just the late tail end of the season.
What?
Yeah.
Someone disagrees. He was really good at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, he almost led the NFL in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he had
12
touchdowns, and he was over 1,000 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
maybe not.
I mean, who would you have picked, Jordan?
Jarrell Casey.
Know. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. Who's your best defense player?
Seems like a cop-out, but all right.
Adoree Jackson.
No, I'd probably go Kevin Byard.
Yeah, for sure him.
Kevin Byard.
I don't know.
He's still sticking with
Derek Henry, I guess, yes. But I just, like, it felt like
it took him 12
weeks
through
the season, he wasn't doing anything.
But then all of a sudden, boom, like, four games
they were in contention because of him.
630 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns.
Okay.
But
all right,
I stand corrected.
Just get a little hot.
Go a little hot. Garmin, you're going to be the Bengals voice, MVP.
Okay.
Who is the Bengals MVP this year? I got one, but you go first.
I would probably say Jesse Bates.
All right.
I'm going to go that just because of the fact that our defense was so terrible, like, to look at one bright spot. And, like, honestly, I guess you could say Joe Mixon, but I'm going to go him just because I like the – like, he was rated, I think, like, top five safeties this year.
So by, like, what, Pro Football Focus?
Mm-hmm. Like, his rating. So
I'm going to go Tyler Boyd.
Okay.
Because he was just awesome this year. And basically our one bright, I mean, besides Joe Mixon, but like our one, like, okay, next year, like, that's something to look forward to.
Right.
And like he was, I don't think he dropped a pass, it seemed like. Everything, like, he made amazing catches all year.
Like, AJ went out and he had to step up, and 100% he totally did.
He did. So, Browns MVP.
Here's Browns MVP. Should have been the real MVP.
Sorry, I'm trying to find a tweet that I lost. I'm going to say Baker Mayfield.
Oh, how original.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why? Because he's so amazing and so good?
Well, yeah, it was pretty much the defining moment when he came in. And when we, you know, when your franchise struggles to find an actual quarterback for what will have been 20 years, I think that has to be number, even though he's not offensive rookie of the year, which is another discussion.
I don't know if it's a discussion.
It's a discussion.
You just give it to Saquon because he has great thighs.
Yeah, but
of course.
Yeah, I mean, Baker Mayfield pretty much took the team under his wings and just led us to 7-8-1.
He has wings now, huh?
He has wings.
Flew him right to
he
the
has big eagle wings.
Right to the off season.
He's gonna get drunk in the off season. Something's gonna happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not. Probably not.
He'll be fine.
I don't think he's going to label
him. He'll be fine, but he had a good year.
He's going to take more pictures with a tiger, and he's going to get mauled.
I mean, he'll sell products.
That's true.
He'll have like 1,000 endorsement deals.
He will. He's going to do fine for himself. Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of young quarterbacks that could have picked in the NFL 100 commercial.
Yeah.
For Tom Brady to hand his rings to. And also, I was the thing that drove me the craziest was all the stuff online. Like, hey, do you see that? I guess it means he's passing the torch. Derp.
Doug from DC has a different take on Bengals MVP. He says Bengals MVP was Jeff Driscoll for being bad enough to ensure the season was truly over and forcing the Bengals to finally get rid of Marvin.
I respect that.
That is fair.
I respect that.
You have to be on another world bad to finally get rid of Marvin. Think about that.
That's
I was looking at old Venmo receipts, which is a weird thing to look at. But Doug had sent me some money for a Bengals ticket 3 years ago, and it said tickets to Marvin's last game. It was 3 years ago. Finally got fired. Philly, biggest surprise for the Titans this year. Who was the biggest surprise?
I guess I should have looked at this all.
No, biggest surprise for me. I would go with our undrafted rookie, our Sharif Finch, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And like his stats probably weren't like out there, but like you could tell certain plays that, you know, he could show some bright, like he had some bright, like highlights or whatever.
Yeah.
To show that he could do something in the future. And that was kind of got me excited to, you know, keep watching him or mm-hmm. whatever. So,
they have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Garmin Bengals.
Man.
Biggest surprise.
Yeah, this probably would have been a good one to use Jesse Bates for.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to use Jesse Bates for.
I was going to say nothing, but.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
I'm going
to
say Sam Hubbard.
I'll go. It doesn't have to be positive. I'll say Billy Price.
Oh, how bad he was?
Yeah.
Well, did you look at the next one?
Face bust?
No, I have one for that.
Okay.
Yeah, biggest surprise.
Because that was supposed to be like our offensive line was on our. It's supposed to be like we got Cordy Glenn, you know, Clint Bowling, and all those guys. He's supposed to lead our offensive line and come in and be like a guaranteed starter right off the bat.
Yeah.
And
he ended up
struggling hardcore.
Yeah. I would say Sam Hubbard because I don't know why I didn't think he was. He just popped more than I thought he would.
You didn't like that pick.
No, it wasn't. I didn't like it.
No, I think it's because it was an Ohio State guy.
Yeah. I don't like
that. Well, and I probably would have. I think he was good.
He did more than I thought he would.
Yeah. No, he was more than just like far. I mean, he like was second all time in like rookie sacks and
franchise. He seemed like he would be like a hustle guy, but not
a difference maker.
Yeah, like a John Simon type of guy. Like he'll make like 4 or 5 sacks a year.
Yeah.
Just out of hustle, not like he doesn't have technique or the athleticism that like some of the other guys would.
Yeah.
Just, but maybe he'll be better than that. I don't know.
I believe he'll be better than
Brown's that. Biggest surprise.
I'm going to go with, I got kind of two with our undrafted free agents, with Greg Robinson and Perriman, Breshad Perriman, who both had like zero expectations, but once we moved Greg Robinson to left tackle, he was, I don't want to say amazing, because I think half of it was also Freddie Kitchens coming into play, but, and then Breshad Perriman, I think, did a lot more than what any of us thought he would, and anything more than he did in Baltimore. So I think those were kind of two of our biggest surprises. Yeah.
Philly, biggest disappointment for the Titans.
Matt LaFleur.
A new head coach of the Packers?
Yeah. I guess I had a higher expectation just because, you know, the whole Sean McVay, like, hype, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Was he Sean McVay's coach last year?
He was the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator for the Rams.
Okay. Man, I wouldn't want anybody that comes from that Rams offense.
So, yeah. So, like, I guess it kind of got me, like, over. So, I was looking at the ceiling was, you know, where I'm looking at or whatever. And I don't know. It just didn't feel like, some games he looked like he had the perfect offensive scheme. Then there's other games where, like, what are you doing? Like, what'd you, like, this, oh, we got this. Like,
what was the plan?
Yeah.
What was Corey Davis's year like?
Started off pretty good. Then, like, towards the tail end, I feel like he kind of faded away. But that was when, like, Mariota was hurt a lot. And Blaine Gabbert couldn't get the ball to him. So, I feel like it was better than his rookie year. I mean, he had, I want to say, close to 900 yards receiving, 4 touchdowns. I mean, it's not great, but he's still young. So,
yeah.
Like, that's all we had was Corey Davis, really. I mean, if we get another good receiver, you know, that would pose a threat to, like, you know. So maybe he'd do, I don't know. I feel like he will one day be a number one receiver, but only time will tell, I guess.
Biggest disappointment, Garmin.
Bonta is perfect.
It's a layup.
Yeah. It is a layup because
he's so bad now.
He had the chance to, like, maybe not turn me back into his favor, but he had a chance to, like, kind of prove a lot of people wrong where, how many games was he suspended for to start the season?
Four.
Yeah. Okay. So every person who knows anything about the Bengals knew when he came back, he was going to be out of shape, and he was going to get hurt, and he was going to be slow.
That's exactly what happened.
And it's 100% exactly what he was, and I'm just sick and tired of him.
Yeah.
Like, he is hands down the biggest disappointment on the team for what he was.
Yeah, he used to be good.
He used to be really good.
And now, I mean, it's pathetic to even watch. Like, he's in the wrong spots. He's slow. It was bad. For me, it was the defensive line. Like, it was supposed to be our strength. We were supposed to have so many sacks. We were supposed to get pressure on the quarterback every game. And we never got anywhere. And everyone had so much time. And we got picked apart all season. And it was just horrible. So, yeah. Browns, disappointment.
I'm going to go. Well, I had to think about it a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would say Emmanuel Ogba, maybe. Just, I mean, this was a big year. Like,
okay,
Miles Garrett's on the other side. You're supposed to be free. Get 10 sacks or 8 sacks. And
how many sacks did Garrett have?
13 and a half.
So he did all right.
Yeah. I mean, he's all pro. I mean, not all pro. He was pro bowler. But he can do better.
Yeah.
That's probably, I mean, I think we wanted him to, like, pop, and he didn't. So now we might be looking for
Landry.
What about? I thought about him too, just based on pretty much on how much we're paying him.
Yeah.
But I just think he's not a number one.
Mm-hmm.
And once he's a two or three, then he'll be really, I mean, he made amazing plays when we throw it to him.
Yeah.
So every time, like, there wasn't a game where I was like, geez, Jarvis, like, sucks.
Do something, yeah.
It's just, I don't think we gave him many opportunities. So he can definitely, he should do better, mm-hmm. hopefully. But I'd say Ogba is something that we'll have to
do. You have any would you rathers to break this up?
No.
More overrated,
I can
underrated?
Think of some. I have overrated, underrated. Do you want to
throw one of those in here? Yeah.
All right.
That'll be a good breakup in between all of our...
overrated or underrated? Let's say Julian Edelman. There's been talk of like...
some people, Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
I talked about this during the game.
Yeah.
His postseason numbers are good
ridiculous
enough to make the argument.
Yep.
I just don't think he's got a long enough track record. I don't know. I have to look at his career stats. I would say if he gets in, I wouldn't be like shocked just because
one. No, he can't. Overrated. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'll say overrated.
I'll say underrated.
I'm going underrated too.
I mean,
in the sense,
he was unguardable last night. He really, I mean, he did whatever he wanted against like Peters and like. He's the only guy they had. Who did they throw to besides him? I guess Gronk a couple times.
But they had like 85% of the total yards. Them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, if he's not that good, you should be able to stop. Like, he was just running like these little inside out routes. And I mean, he was really good last night.
But will he be good on any other team?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm
no, thinking. But I mean, he won a Super Bowl. Like, they won the Super Bowl because of him. Like, and maybe Brady, but.
I would say it was probably a little bit more on his shoulders.
Brady?
Edelman. They literally almost had nothing else going for him.
They just,
every time Brady needed anything, he was there across the middle making a tough catch.
Yep.
So do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
And I think he's tough. Like, no. He's really tough. Like, he's not scared to, like, take a huge hit.
I mean, he's not going to be, like, tough. He's not going to be, like, the he's first not, bout Hall of Famer. Like, he'll be on the ballot for, like, you know, a couple years and maybe finally, like, yeah, let's put him in.
But he doesn't, like, if he gets in... There's a lot of receivers that don't deserve to get in, should get in. And don't ask me who.
I'm saying, like, I don't think he should, but I'm not going to be surprised if it were to happen just because he's, like, the accolades are what matter to a lot of, I think, sports writers.
Yeah.
And then he played for New England and was part of that dynasty that people look back as one of the greatest sports dynasties ever.
Yeah. So I guess Julian Edelman.
Properly rated.
Correct.
All right, one more before we go back. Overrated or underrated, Steve Harvey?
Oh, overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does everyone like Steve Harvey so much?
I think everybody hates him, so I think he's underrated.
Really? Why is he on every show then?
He's what?
I don't know.
Family. He has a talk show. He has Family Feud.
I've never heard anybody who likes him. Everyone always hates on him.
He's got
like Guy Fieri.
With all due respect, I mean, we're white, so I don't know.
Proper way to be is we're not his demographic.
Yeah.
I didn't watch some of his old stand-up, and he's pretty funny.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is it like PG stand-up, or does he cuss?
He cusses.
Okay.
I'd say he's a guy who's safe that if you need to host a show, someone who can spitball whenever stuff gets boring.
Yeah.
He's, I'm just going to say.
He's like the new Bill Cosby, but properly not rated. With all the bad stuff.
No, he's not the new Bill Cosby.
I feel like, I don't know. He's just like the family. Like, he's always talking about family and like, you need to treat your woman right and stuff. All the time. With his big oversized suits.
Yeah. I think Family Feud doesn't do him justice.
No.
Yeah. I think if he was on Family Feud, I would like him better.
Do you remember Richard Dawson?
Yeah.
He would always, like, kiss all the women and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never get away with that now.
No. Oh, absolutely not.
No. Like, he would flirt super hardcore with all the
that's
women.
That's the way, like, the 70s were.
You want to know what's actually really amazing? Is his second wife was one of the wives from the show.
That makes so much sense.
Like, that he did that, too.
He
was so notorious for, like,
out with the families.
Oh, how you doing over here? Let me
yeah.
Get
you. Oh, yeah. He would be...
I can't think of Richard Dawson without thinking of Running Man. I don't know if you guys... Have you seen that movie?
No.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger classic.
Is he in it?
Yeah. He's, like, the bad guy in it.
Richard Dawson is a bad guy in a movie?
Yes. Hard to imagine, right?
Wow.
He's a bad guy in life.
I had no idea.
I think I'm thinking of the right guy.
I don't know.
But yeah.
That seems... I don't know. That seems weird. But yeah, Steve Harvey is way overrated. I don't think he's funny.
I'm going to say properly rated.
I guess he has good advice, life advice. But other than that, I'm not interested.
He's just got too many shows.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that
guy. Are you thinking of that guy?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, back to football.
What did we decide on Steve Harvey?
I said properly.
Overrated.
Oh, you say properly rated?
Yeah, because he's nothing to me.
Okay,
so he's right there.
So,
he's
neutral. Steve Harvey.
I say overrated.
Properly rated.
But he's also
underrated.
And then
overrated.
He's all
over the map.
So we can't agree on anything.
No.
That's a first.
That is a first.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Let's go back to football for a little bit, then we're going to take a break. Best moment of the season, Philly. Titans.
So many of them. I don't know what to pick. I think for me, I'm going to go with like moments. Like the two games that really stood out for me was the Eagles and Patriots game. And like it kind of gave me a glimpse of what our team could be like. Mm-hmm. It could have been.
Because you guys had like a run right there.
Yeah. And I would say it kind of fizzled away after. But like, I don't know. It was kind of like the high point of our season where like we had good teams come into Nashville and, well, New England, we pretty much
beat handily.
Yeah, like they.
Yeah, that was one of the. That worst wasn't even really a game. In a long time.
Then the Eagles game was an overtime win, but I mean it was a good game to watch, and I liked it. You know what our team looked like, but
yeah. Garmin, best moment.
That game-winning drive against Atlanta.
Yep.
For sure. That was a good.
Dalton, like that was because I
still had hope in the season.
He still had hope.
We were like 4-1 after that game.
Yeah, a 4-1.
Think of that.
Atlanta, like we thought was good because they were scoring a lot of points still.
Yeah.
And I think I still to this day I think that was one of Dalton's best throws he's ever made.
He had a great game. Tyler Eifert broke his ankle that game.
Yeah.
But that was a great game. They were in a really good position, and then the season petered out after that. Another good moment. I don't have one. That was it. I think that was the only good moment, right? We beat Miami, but that was one of those games where we should have beat them worse than we did.
Yeah, that was back when, like, but the defense still looked good. Like, remember, it wasn't even a few weeks after that. How many points did our defense score?
That game? Yeah. 14.
Okay. That game was pretty close until, like, the fourth quarter. Your defense had two defense touchdowns.
So think about that. Like, I was like, our defense looks pretty solid, and then went on to historically have one of the worst defenses in NFL history.
Yeah.
I think our third down defense is the worst in NFL history.
Yeah.
That year. So there was still, you know, there was a light there.
Yeah. I'm just going to move on because I don't have anything.
Okay.
Jordan.
I'm going to say, you guys are going to hate me for this.
What?
The entire Bengals game. That first week, what is it, 9?
When we play. We all went to B-dubs and watched that together. That was fun.
And then if there had to be a moment within that game, it would probably be the interception hand back to Hugh Jackson. It was just
you
beautiful.
Literally can't write that. You couldn't write that.
Thank God we didn't hire him.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah, you know, dodgeball. Yep. But that was probably the best moment outside of. I was also thinking maybe the last second field goal against the Ravens.
If you guys had a kicker, you would have made the playoffs this year.
Yeah. Yep.
If you had a coach who would have probably played Baker from the start.
Yep.
Yeah. If you didn't have
Nick Chubb.
Yeah. But who'd have thought?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have. Okay.
All right. You want to keep going? You want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. We got more talking about our teams. We got coaching hires. We got off-season stuff. We got a bunch of
worst moments.
Super Bowl odds that I've been hanging on to.
Yeah. We're gonna tease those Super Bowl odds. There's a coming up, too, after the break. We'll be right back.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library on Monday, February 4th through Saturday, February 9th during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. All items are buy one, get one free for members of the Friends of the Library. Donations for the book sale are still being accepted. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime during the week of Monday, February 4th through Saturday, February 9th at your library during their used book sale.
It is the Tractor Squad, 419-516-0702. Call us. We know you missed us. We know you missed us. Talking about football, because that's what we talk about. We're going to go back to Philly. Titans talk. Give me, let's see.
Worst?
Yeah, give me your worst moment of the year.
Worst moment? I got a couple. But I'd say the biggest one was the beatdown we took by the Ravens at home.
What week was that? Was that towards the middle end?
No, it was like week 5 or 6 or something. We came in.
And what was the score?
We were on like on a 4-game winning streak or like a 3-game, and like going back home. It was on a road, you know, going back home. You know, where I was feel like our team was like, you know, rolling or whatever. And then we played Baltimore, and I think they tied the NFL record for 11 sacks.
Oh, I remember that.
And
I had Baltimore's defense
20-0. Our offense looked horrible. Like our defense, like couldn't get it off the field. Like I feel like Baltimore was like 12 of 15 on third down or something. Like we couldn't. It was just a very drug out and like painful game to watch.
And I remember that.
And a close second was that drop touchdown pass against Buffalo that pretty much won us the game. That was frustrating.
Garmin. Yeah.
I want to say probably the entire like New Orleans Saints game.
Oh yeah, they got murdered.
That was just like, oh my god,
that was the beginning of the end. Right,
we
there.
Are not even close to anything. Like it was.
There's a couple of those games this year. The Chiefs game.
I understand, but like for some reason, like the Saints game just seemed like it was boom, boom, boom. Like, because if there was a stretch there early on where there was like a bad fourth down call or something like that, and we could have gone down and scored and maybe kept it close, and they just took that one little mistake we made and just buried us.
We didn't make them punt the whole game. There was about 3 games where we didn't make them punt.
Mm-hmm.
The other team punt. I'm going to say the Browns game. But that was your favorite moment of the year. Was my least favorite moment because we were all together and it was just embarrassing and a mockery of all things good in this world. So yeah, it was terrible.
I'd probably say the worst moment, probably the week after the Steelers game, like week 8, I think that was. Mm-hmm. When we just lost to Steelers and we're like, okay, we're not going anywhere. Baker had like 2 bad games in a row. And then we fired both Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley. And that was kind of like, okay, we didn't know what was going to be made of the season. And then, you know, Greg Williams named the head coach. And then Freddie Kitchens, offense coordinator, who at the time were like, I hope this works, which I think if I had a bet, I would say this isn't going to work at all.
Yeah.
But it did. But that week was like, we just have to make sure Baker doesn't suck. So that week was probably the worst week. And right after that, the Steelers game. And then when we found out both Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson were gone, that was a good day. like knowing Hugh Jackson was gone, as we were probably, but I think everyone thought Todd Haley would be around and was fine with it. I would have been fine with it, but there's probably other bad moments too.
I was gonna say like those missed field goals at the end of the game.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
Raiders. The New Orleans missed probably the New Orleans game
because you were there.
The Raiders game. Yeah, that's what it.
I had. When there's bad calls that went against you.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
Steelers, the first Steelers game.
A couple more field goals and probably Hugh Jackson doesn't get fired so quick.
Yeah.
So Thought maybe you those. Don't want the. I don't know. I'm gonna roll these next two together, but coaching hires and ideal offseason. So I guess we'll start with Philly. Is there any new coaching hires for you guys?
Yes, our new offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith. He was our tight ends coach.
Ooh, that's a head coach in waiting right there.
And he's been with the Titans for 5 or 6 years.
So is it like an attaboy kind of thing?
He was brought in when Ken Whisenhunt was our head coach. Then
sounds like when the Bengals
he stuck
Zampezi.
Yeah, Mike Mularkey stuck with him. Then Mike Munchak still kept him on. Then when we got Mike Vrabel, he liked him and he kept him on. So he's been with like multiple coaches.
Probably a likable guy, good in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and then just hearing like other coaches around the league talk about him, saying that his mindset of the game is like unbelievable. Like he's, I don't know. So the stuff I've been reading, like I'm excited for him. He sounds like a very offensive minded guy. Like he's smart or whatever, but I don't know. I want to see it. And so then, I'm not going to get my hopes up.
And what do you want to see added or taken away this offseason? Or what do you want to just, what do you want?
My offseason, I want the Titans to get one of the top edge rushers in free agency.
DeMarcus Lawrence, Clowney.
Clowney, or D. Ford.
If you don't want him, he lines up in the neutral zone.
Yeah, sure. You can fix that, but
in mildly important situation.
But like I said, our edge rushers, we got they're young. We got Sharif Finch. He was a rookie this year. We had Harold Landry, rookie this year. Then we got that Carrera guy from Baltimore, and this was his third season.
Yeah.
Then we had another edge rusher that's like 2 years in NFL. So I feel like we need to get a guy, which we had Derek Morgan, but I think we're not going to re-sign him because he didn't really do anything this year. Mm-hmm. Then we had Brian Arakpo, and he's retiring. So
he's making cupcakes, right?
Yeah. We're losing our two veteran guys. We're losing them. So I think if we can land like one of the top guys that's been in the league for a couple years.
Do you have a lot of money?
Yeah. We're
got that cabbage?
Personally or
both?
Are you mean?
I'm doing quite well. Cap space, I think the Titans they're in the top 10 for sure, but I want to say they're like around the 5th, 6th. So I mean they have some cabbage to throw around a little bit. So that, and then maybe get a backup quarterback, veteran receiver. I don't know. It all depends. We need interior linemen for defense and offense. So I don't know what they're going to do. So I think the biggest thing
is to make some moves.
I would like to see him like go after one of the top like edge rusher guys. That'd be like my number one thing for them to do.
Garmin, what do you think of Zach Taylor, the new head coach with Cincinnati Bengals, and what do you want Zach Taylor to do in this offseason?
I want Zach Taylor to do stuff that Marvin didn't do.
Like? Be creative?
Yes.
So, be in the hunt for big free agency signings?
Not really.
Not give up points at the end of the half every time?
One of my big things was Paul Daner, who writes for the Inquirer.
Not be horrible every game?
Interviewed Marvin as he left and basically was talking to him about like analytics and stuff.
Have some emotion on the sidelines?
And more or less, Marvin was like, what are analytics?
We just gotta
work. Not be so predictable?
Yeah.
We gotta work on just doing better things.
They said in his interview like they were blown away, and I'm like, this isn't surprising because he was probably like, hey, this is what everyone else has been doing for like 5 years, and they're like, whoa.
Do you guys know that you can throw passes to your running back?
Yeah. Whoa. Did you know that you can use like computers and stuff to like analyze things and not just look at guys and be like, hey, that guy,
huh?
Yeah, like like everybody else has been doing forever.
Do you guys know you can play rookies?
Yeah.
What?
So that's kind of my thing. And I also just like, basically what he's going to do is I like the idea of he's not committed to anybody in the locker room, essentially.
Okay. Yeah.
And like, because...
Yeah. You think he'll cut for Perfect right away?
Oh, if Perfect's not the first head in the guillotine, I'm going to be really irritated, even if he's
like,
the second.
Like, do you think he'll keep guys, or you think he's going to like...
No, I just think I like the idea of like, because like I said, this is what I... Ideally, what I want is either you keep Dalton or they do the Tannehill thing like everyone's talking about. Basically, you have a guy for this year, draft someone, and have someone else.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm shooting for. And I just want, like, I don't know, hopefully he brings more guys in our scouting department, except for, like, I don't know, we have, like, the least amount of guys in the entire NFL. Just change in general.
Do you like Kyler Murray?
I like Kyler Murray when I watch him on YouTube.
I love his interviews.
Wait.
Is Kyler Murray overrated or underrated?
Oh, sorry.
In college? Underrated.
Just... But what NFL, do you make of him?
He could be overrated.
I don't know.
I don't know enough
about
him.
I have no idea.
I think if he can succeed, it's in today's NFL where people don't make as big a deal about height as they used to.
Yeah. He's going to play baseball anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's the way... I mean, did you watch the interviews?
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah, he's awkward. Weird. Really awkward.
I think he might play baseball.
I think he might too. It's just more guaranteed money and, I mean, longer career and... I don't know.
He's trying to... Did you see? I could be wrong.
Plus those Oakland A uniforms.
I swear he's trying to, like... I feel like he's trying to leverage this from the A's. Like, I heard he wants, like, $15 million more dollars.
And he's probably going to get it, too. Because you don't...
I don't think baseball wants to lose a young star.
$15 more.
Like, baseball is willing.
Do you think he could be leveraging... Like, could he say where he wants to start out? Like, he doesn't want to be in the minors for 2 years. Like, I want to be in
AAA.
I'm
sure he could do anything.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to lose.
It all depends what the A's wanted to get.
How does that work for the A's? Do they already spend money that they can't get back if he goes to football? Well, obviously they picked a guy in the first round.
They lose because wasn't he already paid $5 million?
I'm pretty confident.
Like a signing bonus,
right? I'm pretty sure they'd lose some money.
Do they get a compensatory pick or something?
I'm sure there's some language in their...
Good thing you said that because I couldn't.
There's probably some language in his contract that states that if he were to go to the NFL that he would lose something, but I know for a fact he's got a signing bonus that they'll have to eat.
Yeah.
Anyone watch the 30 for 30 Deion Sanders?
No, I missed it.
It was great.
Was it?
I watched it and thoroughly enjoyed it, and I forgot how good Deion Sanders was at baseball.
Yeah. Didn't he hit like 530 in the World Series?
Yeah, he would have been MVP if
they won.
They won. And it's funny. Just watch it. It's on like free on ESPN app right now. You can watch it. Sorry, I don't know why I brought that up. But
no, I'm just excited for Zach Taylor because he's new.
Yeah, and I'll play devil's advocate because why not?
Okay,
but I do like the hire, and I'm excited that's something different. The my only concern is he has kind of a resume. Yeah, mark it down.
What's wrong with his resume?
Kind of a crappy resume. It's not wrong. It doesn't have experience. Right. I don't think his he was a play caller assistant for Dolphins. Did you timestamp it, Jordan?
Yeah.
Sorry. And other than that, like his stint for the University of Cincinnati, they kind of struggled when he was offensive coordinator. And also, I just worried the Bengals. And I'm glad they kind of did drink the Kool-Aid because we had to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But my only worry is like, okay, Sean McVay's good. Let's just hire someone close to him. And, I still think, even though I say all that, that's what I would have done.
Right. I was going to say, because who else would you really have wanted?
The only guy was Bieniemy.
Same here. But then the more you think about it, like Andy Reid probably calls almost all that offense.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. And he was, I guess, like the running guy, like the running game coordinator. So, and he was a former Bengal, but I mean, that doesn't really matter.
No. Well,
but he was a guy, he was like my
guy. Zach Taylor's like from, I mean,
yeah.
But my whole thing was, Eve, like, everyone always makes, like, everyone's like the hot thing to make fun of, like, I was Sean McVay's stewardess. Where's my head coaching job interview?
And those are so funny.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's super clever too. Like put a random job next to Sean McVay and tweet it. Like you're not clever.
Yeah.
But he's a coach. He's been around Sean McVay who, even if you think he's overrated or not, he's kind of like changed the NFL a little bit. And I don't know. Yeah. He's learned under him. And it's going to be like, I don't know. Just analytics, something new, something different. Yeah. Like, we need to move on.
So I agree. And even though I listed negatives, I still would have done the same thing they did. So
that's a typical David move right there.
No, I'm like canceling out myself.
He's going to cry about it, but he's like, that's exactly what I would have done too, though.
It's the move they had to make because they've been the same team for so long.
Well, yeah. And there's also like, do like the Sean McVay or like the Mike Vrabel, what they do is like Mike Vrabel probably like focuses more on defense. Do what Sean McVay did. Like there's the Del Rio rumor of him being defensive coordinator.
I would like that.
Like Wade Phillips, hey, you run the defense, I'll do the offense. Like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not as comfortable, you don't have to run everything. Mm-hmm. Which it seems like, I don't know all the coaching hires yet, but it feels like that's kind of the direction they're going in.
Hopefully. Jordan, do you like Freddie Kitchens?
I do.
He just seems like a down-to-earth guy.
That probably would have been my pick. With. Yeah, going into... I know we talked about it a little bit. Probably would have been my... pick out into this thing. I think he just the way he handled Baker Mayfield, I think, was amazing. If he coached essentially all year, Baker Mayfield would have threw for 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 71% completion rate, and only had 11 sacks.
Which is a pretty nice statistical season.
That would be a nice season for Baker to have. So I think what he did in the offense, I think he's better interpersonal wise in terms of relationships he has with the team. And I think, you know, once we get our defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks, I think he also hired a good staff. So I think he just has a, like what you said, a down to earth, mellow, won't get too big of a head. I think he knows who he is and he won't get too caught up in like politics and the media and stories and all that. He's just gonna like coach football. He's a football man.
From what I've seen, and that's the thing, like I know it's cliche to say, but from what I've seen, like from him being mic'd up and stuff,
yeah,
he very much seems like a football guy.
Yeah.
Like he seems like a guy who you would like to go, like, and this has nothing to do with him being a head coach, but like go to a bar with and just BS about football.
Yeah. And like, you know, now looking back at Hard Knocks, like he was the first one to speak up about, like, can I just like play these guys in practice? And you,
yeah,
like,
right?
And pulled rank and like, I was there
driving the bus.
And then also, like, there was a time when Corey Coleman came in the office and was mad at Hugh Jackson. He's like, dude, why am I on second team now? And he was like, oh, I don't know. Just go ask Todd Hill. Like, he deflected, like, he didn't know what he was talking about. And there's no way Hugh Jackson didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, to just like deflect and act like, I think he was shady.
Be a man and stand up.
Yeah. Or like, just not, no, you're on second team. You're not performing well. What? But he like acted like he didn't know what was going on and told him just to go talk to Todd Haley.
Well, what are your thoughts? Not to like, sorry to cut you off, but when you guys hired Freddie Kitchens, Browns hater, known Browns hater, Colin Cowherd, said that no one else would have hired him. I think that's BS, but I don't know what you
thought. I don't. Probably
I don't
not.
Think anyone would have hired him.
Not as a head coach.
Not as a head coach. He'd been another offensive coordinator.
I think he definitely would have got coordinator interviews.
Yeah.
Like, no
and
doubt.
And we blocked, like, I think people were, and we blocked him from being
interviewed.
From being interviewed as coordinator.
It was a rare situation. Like, he was an in-house guy, which makes sense why they would have, probably no one else would have made him a head coach, but I don't know. It seems like you guys knew him.
Yeah. I mean, it was a weird rise, you know, to start out. To not have a job last year, or I guess he might have been the running backs coach at the Cardinals, and then to be a running back coach for the Browns, and now be the head coach.
Because it's kind of like, it's, I mean, it's a little different, like age wise, but it's similar, kind of similar to Zach Taylor, with like the back, like he's got more NFL coaching experience than Zach Taylor, yeah. But like the background before, like you're taking a risk on these guys, and you're just kind of like.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have the dumb.
I'm glad it's not like Mike McCarthy or
Mike Munchak.
Yeah,
who had the dumbest like coaching hire?
Well, Adam Gase didn't have the best
press conference. That was funny.
What in the world?
He had to be on drugs.
Oh, he was on drugs. Like,
what is going on?
You almost have to like fire him after that. Like,
the one the,
I would have been like
the meme with the flying taco and his eyes is like looking at it was hilarious.
I wanted to find that video without the taco.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? Like that was the strangest
like,
thing
I would ever. Be afraid that he's going to ruin Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people like him and think he's good. I don't know.
Yeah, after that press conference, I'd be like, never mind, you're fired. Yeah. We're going to find somebody else.
Listen, I thought, don't be so weird.
I thought the Cardinals' new coach was just kind of like
Cliff Kingsbury
out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how good he'll be.
I don't think he'll do
it. He was the guy, probably the biggest guy who was like, hey, you're the next Sean McVay, so we're going to hire you.
Yeah.
Where he didn't even win that much at Texas Tech.
He got fired. He had a losing record, I think. Yeah. Didn't he get fired?
He had Baker Mayfield and Pat Mahomes and didn't win that many games.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know how. And even me, like, on Taylor and Clint Kingsbury, I don't know how these guys go into a locker room. Like, if you look at a picture of, like, Zach Taylor, and he's going to go into the locker room and be like, let's go, guys. Like, it just doesn't.
That's how I thought about Sean McVay, but
his personality.
Just gotta win.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's right.
You got to buy him. Like, I
haven't heard him talk yet. So I don't
there
know
was
what
a picture of
like.
Him like shaking hands with Andy Dalton. I'm like, dude, those guys might like the Bro age difference. Well, no, the age difference is
they're like the same age.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's
so very he's gonna like yell at like it's just I don't know the whole dynamic is interesting.
You gotta command that kind of confidence, which obviously
the last question, Philly, cut one, sign one. Draft one.
Marry one.
marry one. Or why not? Yeah, we can throw that in if you want to marry one.
The person
we'll throw that in last.
I want to cut is Josh Klein, our right guard.
Oh, he's a scrub.
Yeah, dude.
I hate Josh
Klein. Get rid of him.
Because we actually signed him to a 4-year deal because we thought, like, hey, this is the guy that could be a quality guard for us. But this year, he is horrible. So I just say, eat the deal. Actually, we would save like I want to say $5.5 million if we do cut him or whatever. So it's not like I'll swallow the pill or whatever and just get rid of it and deal with it. But that'd be the one guy I wouldn't mind them cutting. And
who would you sign?
Resign is Kenny Vaccaro.
Now is it resign or is it like free agent?
Just
anyone. It's whatever you want.
Oh, it could be your.
I was taking it
end too.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty well, good. I'm going to do re-sign. He's already on a team. I wanted him back just because, like, him only being there for 1 year, I guess he clicked with our defense. He seems like he's been with our, like, on our team for the last five or whatever. But, like, him on the field and off the field, like, this the defensive numbers or whatever, it was, like, night and day difference or whatever. So I'd really like them to re-sign him.
And then draft.
Draft, I would go.
What's your draft position?
19th. So I would go.
That's a man's land.
Tough spot.
That's like where you draft every year.
I would go any defensive tackle or edge rusher, really.
There's a handful of those guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we might be making a lot of moves in the draft. I feel like that.
Trade up to the number one spot.
No, not number one, but I feel like we'll move up to, like, I'd say the top, I would say the earliest would be, like, 10th. But, you know, I feel like we're just going to make some moves just because I feel like John Robinson knows that we need to
shake it up,
do something. And
then who would you marry?
Yep, who are you going to marry?
Well, duh, Marcus.
Okay, Marcus Mariota. That's good. He's good looking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Garmin.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Got one. Fontez.
He's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Like if I'm Zach Taylor, I'm cutting him as I'm walking through the front doors.
Sign.
There's not really any like free agents I can think of that outside of like Bengals. This is not going to happen, I think, because of Drake Kirkpatrick's deal. But I think Dark Quez Denard has been absolutely wasted on our roster just because of the Marvin system of not playing dudes. And because Drake Kirkpatrick has that contract, because Dre got hurt this year. And I feel like Denard played really, really well. And watching him and William Jackson, I was like, that's kind of the duo I want to see together. And then let's see if I want to draft one guy. I want Dwayne Haskins.
You can pick him.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know with where we're at. I did see some people, like, their rumor, like, we'll never trade up.
You'll have to trade up to get him.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, you trade Dalton in, like, your 11th pick in, like, a second round or something like that.
That's still, yeah. I don't know. And who would you marry?
I'm going to marry AJ.
Yeah.
Because we only have one Hall of Fame player in our franchise's history. And I feel like he's going to be hands down the second.
Yeah. unless Edelman takes his spot.
I did see those tweets, which
I would
me.
Cut. Who would I cut? Everybody. No.
I thought the layups, I think, were like a Boise and Fisher and Fontaine.
Oh, yeah.
Those wastes.
I'll just say Fontes too. Even though I have his jersey and that makes me sad. Sign. We want a linebacker. KJ Wright is a free agent, but he's gonna command money. I don't know.
Don't we have money?
Yeah, we don't spend it.
Oh, I know that. But
and
it's there.
Draft. I want Devin White. Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, that's who I want. Devin White.
He's got some fun looking highlights too. He's a very aggressive tackler.
I would marry.
You're gonna say Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Joe Mixon.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Just don't talk back.
Have to duck.
Yeah.
Bob and leave. Bob and leave.
All right, what's the questions?
You sent them to us.
I know, I don't.
You
got to
cut one, sign one, draft one.
Marry one.
I would
marry
one.
Cut / trade Jamie Collins.
Can't trade. You got to cut
him.
You
can't do that.
Just cut.
You can't.
Okay, I'll cut him. Jeez.
You can't change the rules to your own game.
Yeah. I would sign probably like a D Ford. I wouldn't want to overpay anybody, and I feel like every.
Sign D Ford to overpay.
Yeah.
Probably. No, just keep showing that tape and be like, you're taking.
I would re-sign Demaryius Randall. I think we'll try to re-sign him, our free safety.
That was a solid move.
That was
guys.
A solid. That was a part of the best.
And move. Who you want to draft?
Where are you?
BPA.
Best player available.
But we're 17. I would take.
For those who don't know.
If Ed Oliver falls, I'd take him. I would take.
Where are you guys picking?
17.
Would he fall that far?
Some people say he might fall.
They have him like
because he doesn't
have
ideal
him
size.
Like your second overall.
I don't think he
now
will.
You're looking at him like
he doesn't have ideal size. Where yeah. He's like 6'5".
Some people think he might be like a strong side linebacker.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is he supposed to be a D end or D tackle?
D tackle. That's what he played.
I've seen mock drafts like him going to like low 20s yeah. Or like dropping.
Is
that.
It because of his size?
I don't know.
How
guess.
Tall he got to be a defensive tackle?
No.
Do you know
Aaron
Atkins,
Donald's small? So yeah. That's why
Gino
I don't think
Atkins
he'll
is
fall.
Like 6'1".
Yeah.
Anybody weighs like 350 pounds.
I would also
people
take
that do the mock drafts know everything.
A cornerback or a defensive end too. So
then who would you marry?
Yeah, who you marrying?
Baker.
Baker.
Baker ain't gonna treat you right. He'll do that.
I'd probably
he'll
yeah,
cheat on you.
Yeah, I'll marry Baker. I'd also marry.
He'll cheat on you.
It's only gonna be fun for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, I'll marry Baker.
You could watch anime with Miles Garrett.
That's and he'd like write me poems.
Write you poems, yeah.
That'd be nice. And talk about dinosaurs. I bet he watches like Jurassic Park every night.
See, I could marry Miles Garrett. Yeah. I feel like me and Miles Garrett are into a lot of the same stuff.
And I met him before.
We're
so
gonna take
no
one last break. When we come back, we have our draft something .0. It's gonna
it's
be
not really a draft.
Just things, yeah, we're just gonna talk about things we do to pass the time until football comes back because football's officially over. Sad, sad day.
31 Sundays away.
We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel east to play the St. Henry Redskins. On Friday, the boys will host St. Henry with the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner being served in the Commons from 4 to 6, pre-sale tickets only. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the always tough Tri-Village Lady Patriots with the JV game starting at 1. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host Lima Shawnee. Lots of basketball this week as the season starts to wind down. Thursday, girls at St. Henry. Friday, boys host St. Henry. Saturday, another girls-boys doubleheader at Fortsite Fieldhouse with the girls hosting Tri-Village at 1, then the boys taking on the Lima Shawnee Indians that night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games to help cheer them on, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We are back. DJ Fresh Kid with the beats.
Which, that reminds me, I think, was that Tom Brady's newest video was a Guess Who's Back?
Oh,
did you
yeah.
see the one after yeah. the AFC Championship game?
Did anybody see the Funny or Die skit where he was at an Under Armour like store?
No. And, I did look that up after you told me that.
Yeah, it was like Tom Brady's wicked Boston accent or whatever. I don't know. It was funny. Yeah. I laughed at it.
Yeah, he was like going through like the early 2000s music. He had one with
Bad Boys,
and he had one with Many Men from 50 Cent. Yeah. And he says "Let's go" a lot. Tom Brady, he looks like
that's pretty much the go-to when you don't know what to say
when you're old, right?
Yeah,
let's go. Everything's "Let's go."
And let's then go, guys.
It's like weird.
Like when I hear "Let's go," I just get totally ramped.
Yeah, me too.
Just like, dude, if you want to run through a wall, let's go. That's the thing. Like every time someone posts a speech, it's like if you want to feel like you want to run through a wall. I'm like, no one could ever yell something to make me run through a wall.
It's not possible unless you're.
You mean Andy Dalton couldn't make you run through a ball?
Hey guys, we need to win today.
Maybe he's like to get out of the room. That he's talking.
Let's play hard, fast, and physical, guys. Let's make plays, playmakers on.
Let's go out there and play hard,
and like let's go out there and play hard and play fast.
You're someone, you're make plays. Yeah,
you can see Joe Mixon like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You can see everyone rolling their eyes.
Everyone gave up. The game was over before it started,
but it's not as bad as let's eat a W.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's like he's like
tone
is right.
That was the best speech ever,
man.
You got to be somewhere in between, like hype, but
have you ever heard?
Drew Brees is good.
That's what I was going to say.
Drew Brees looks like he couldn't relate to any of his teammates, but he can give a hype speech.
Yeah, he gets you fired.
Yep. And that's what I think. Like
he would make me approach the wall.
Yeah.
Then I would look at it.
Kind of knock on it.
Where's the studs at? I'm out.
I'm ready.
No.
Yep.
But can we like talk for a little bit just about how I hate and despise the narrative of New England being the underdog. Everyone counted us out.
Yeah.
No. The media did.
Well,
that was it.
Some of them did.
Yeah. There were people who doubted them.
Yeah. There was a lot of people going like, they're done.
Yeah.
Brady's washed.
Stupid.
Everybody kept on saying, oh, the Rams
got. I don't know how many times I've heard, this is the end of it. Either.
Yep. I don't know.
After the Miami game, at the beginning of the season, there's multiple times
the end,
it's like, is this the end?
Brady retires. That narrative's kind of been around for a handful of years.
Exactly.
So we should stop.
So what I'm saying is, what's different this year than any other year?
Nothing. They're just tired of it.
They're just
tired. And they keep doing it. They keep doubting them, dude.
They're like, why are you doubting us? Never. Never.
I had them in the Super Bowl, FYI.
Yeah, did any of us get the rest of the Super Bowl right?
No, I did. I got the Rams. Well, I got one team right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the Rams and the Bengals. I think I had the Rams and the Bengals.
I had the Patriots and Vikings.
I wasn't even close.
Nice.
I thought Kirk Cousins was going to do anything. He didn't do nothing.
Philly, what did you have? Did you remember who you had?
I had Jacksonville.
Okay. I had Jacksonville and the Rams.
And I want to say I just threw out Green Bay, and they were horrible.
Wow.
Did you guys see that they did one of those player votes, and Kirk Cousins was voted like the most overrated player among players?
He is.
How is he not right now?
No, I agree. I'm just saying. Like, and then Cam Newton was underrated, which I feel like is probably obvious.
If they played a team with a winning record, he lost.
Like his records against winning teams it's horrible.
So we're not going to do a draft Like, it's not going to be draft format. We're just going to, like, open panel discussion.
Yep.
And you can call us 419-516-0702. What do you do and what do you enjoy to do or what do you look forward to pass the time until football returns?
Well, honestly, right now,
I'm... Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just...
What's the best things now between...
Now and September.
September.
So, like, now I just look at every mock draft possible to see what, you know, people think that you're going to get. So, yours is
mock drafts or the draft?
Then, like, free agency.
Seven-round mock drafts.
Yeah.
You got to go for seven rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Find a good chair. Let's start with one.
Okay. So, like, draft format, but it's not draft.
So, we're not.
And we can't say what someone else has already said.
So
not a draft.
You have to have a new idea.
So it's basically exactly like a draft format, but it's not a draft.
Okay, sounds good.
I just want to make sure.
Yep.
I want to say binge Netflix. Murder documentary.
Have you watched the Ted Bundy tapes?
Not yet. I have to do that.
You see they got the movie today for the Zac Efron movie?
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, you know, Netflix. Yeah, Netflix picked it up.
Ah,
that's usually not a good.
I thought it was going to come out.
Yeah, it's not. And it's I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, that's not.
It's usually like a producer. Like, there's companies that don't want
I didn't know that,
and they're like, eh. And Netflix is like, all right,
it was like $9 million or something.
It's just
that's a lot. That doesn't feel like a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, that's not good. I was like excited to watch that movie. Now I'm like, is that a bad movie?
Yeah.
But anyway, you watch Netflix till September.
Yeah. Have you seen the Innocent Man yet?
No, I don't get into those. Okay. I didn't even like Making a Murderer, to be honest.
What about The Staircase?
I watched one episode, and I'm like, I don't care.
Jesus.
How? How are we friends?
I don't know. I don't care about this guy.
Yeah, but they sell it.
I don't know.
You didn't get...
Well, you know what?
Have you guys played Red Dead Redemption 2? Haven't finished it yet?
No.
I haven't finished.
Then we just differ that way.
I played a little bit this past weekend.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is
unbelievable.
Is that your pick? You can go next.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so good. It's the best. But I'm not going to go with that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with watch college basketball. I'm a big tournament, NCAA tournament fan. Unfortunately, my alma mater, Xavier, is horrible this year. We're 500, so we're not going to make the tournament. So that dampers my college basketball.
When's the last time they didn't make the tournament?
I want to say middle, like maybe 5-6 years ago, something like that. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not very good this year. So yeah, I watch college basketball. I have a son, a young son that I hope to raise over the next couple months. So that's good too.
I hope that you hope to raise him.
Yeah.
That's kind of up to you there, David.
Yeah. So that's mine for now, but you can come back for my other picks later. Okay. Garmin.
That's tough because I do like I get so excited for March Madness. It makes me
so March Madness is great.
Like Bearcats finally got ranked
the first 25. The first 2 days of the tournament are probably my favorite sport ever.
That's good.
Maybe the first week of NFL season.
Mm.
But I think it's third.
But some of it also it's the start of spring almost. Like we're out of winter. It's like the weather's turning. Bars are open.
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's a awesome. Good
it's
weekend.
Fantastic.
Thursday to Sunday.
And it's just like, awesome. it's nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, and I've probably tweeted this before, and I'm sure a lot of people feel this way, but like how I used to feel when I was 12 on Christmas is how I feel in those first couple rounds of the tournament.
Me too.
Like, I just enjoy it so much. But I can't wait to get home from work.
A lot more to me when I got a team in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be as excited this year, but I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still got to pick something. Yikes. And Philly, you already did mock drafts and whatnot. Well, you know what? I'll pick an easy one. I feel like looking forward to the Reds.
Yeah.
Made him be mine.
JT Realmuto.
Yeah, they're going to get him?
It sounds like it. I feel like they are.
I don't know if I'm... Is he good? I don't know anything about him.
Apparently,
his numbers
advanced metrics have him as the best catcher in the major leagues.
Okay. Advanced so metrics. He is good.
I don't know.
Are you comfortable giving up Jonathan India and Tucker Barnhart and somebody else for him?
Yeah.
Those two, yes.
Okay.
I guess so. I don't know. People are telling me he's good.
Well, India only plays third base, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's not going to play because you got Senzel and
Suarez. Senzel sounds like it's going to be
center field.
Center field.
So India is probably not going to play for... So you could trade him.
We got too many good like prospects that play like infield.
It's weird because that's why you can prospects.
So what about shortstop then?
Peraza.
Jose Peraza.
It's terrible.
You he think Sandel would play shortstop?
No. Peraza's not good.
I mean, you could do... If you get Sandel to play short, then you could play, like, Matt Kemp every day.
Right. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, I'm not.
Because Matt Kemp still is a pretty good player. Is he going to start, or is he going to platoon?
I'm probably platoon.
He's platoon. He's off on and off the bench.
With who?
Maybe Sandel.
Winker?
Winker, I'm really looking forward to Winker.
It's going to be Winker.
Puig.
He was having a really nice year when he got hurt.
Right?
And they pretty much made it sound like Senzel's the center fielder.
Well, I think they won't start Senzel up job. On the majors.
Probably not.
I think they'll probably put Matt Kemp in center for a month.
Yeah.
Keep Senzel in the minors so they control him for another year and then bring him up.
Dumb. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
I don't think they'll do it this year.
They'll get a whole other year
this
contract
year,
out of him.
No, I think this year they'll bring him up.
You get a whole other year of control.
That's what they did with Jay Bruce.
Yeah, you get, I guess, but then, like, yeah, then, I don't know. It's a, but you
so can, then if
you
he's can, awesome, you don't have to worry about paying him for another year.
I think this year
they'll do it. Yeah, but then, like, you lose a year right now. So what's the
point? They're probably thinking, like, this isn't our year now.
It could be. It seems like they're making a push.
They'll be competitive, probably.
And some people are thinking that JT Realmuto might be part of a bigger trade that we make for a starting pitcher.
I like how you say his name. Say it again.
JT Realmuto.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Realmuto.
Who did he play for? Who did he?
Miami.
He was from Miami. Okay.
Yeah, he was like their number two, number three hitter last year, so he's a good hitter too.
It's supposed to be this year's Christian Yelich.
All right.
That's what I've heard.
And he's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway.
So he's going to be an MVP?
Probably.
I bet someone swoops in and makes like a big deal.
Maybe. And I want to be upset if we don't get him.
Yeah.
It's one of those where...
Yeah, and they have pitching. I mean, Roark, Wood.
It's just there's more like last year. Like,
Sonny Gray.
The only thing I really had to look forward to was like opening days, like kind of fun.
Yeah.
And now it's like we'll see. You could legit watch competitive baseball in the middle of summer.
Well, I'm excited to watch all these new
pitchers. How many years it went for like maybe... For me, it was like 2 months tops, maybe. Then I was like done with Reds. So I was like, I'm ready for football. This kind of gets me excited. Yeah. Maybe, you know, when football season comes around to start, we'll still be watching like competitive baseball from the Reds. Mm-hmm. And it might mean, you know, baseball that means something. So,
okay, guys, I got the next one that I'm surprised made it to round two.
Go for it.
Does anybody have any guesses what I'm going to say?
Kentucky Derby.
Nope. Final season of Game of Thrones. Starts April 14th.
Yep.
Right.
Who's gonna reign on the Iron Throne?
I said no one.
Tyrion.
Yeah, I say no one too.
No, someone's gonna. Yeah.
It's gonna be the White Walkers.
All this is for naught.
No. This is my theory. Is like there won't. I think that there's gonna be so much catastrophe. There's not going to be anything left to thrown over. They're like, literally, well, we'll rebuild from nothing.
It's going to be the White Walkers.
Do you think it's going to be a predictable ending or a, like, oh, my God, I never saw that coming?
I don't know.
I think what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be something we never thought of, right?
Yeah.
No.
Probably.
You think it's something you thought of?
No, I don't think it's going to be something I thought of, but I think there is like a 90% chance people are going to be really irritated. Because that's just the
there's
way.
There's so much hope and build up.
It is. Like, this is one of like the most popular shows of all time, and the whole build up is who's going to be on the Iron Throne at the end. That's all the show's build up to, and no matter what,
and there's not going to be
people are going to complain,
just like the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be wooden.
Could Ghost win it?
The dog?
Yeah. Dire Wolf, David.
Oh, yeah.
The Dire Wolf.
Sorry.
No animal could be.
I know.
Part of nobody winning it. And it's.
That would be like the biggest surprise of all time.
I think here's my big theory.
Like, Daenerys can't do it because it's too obvious.
I think a lot of our main people who they think are going to do it.
Can't do it is too obvious.
See, I think one of them could. It's just how they get there will be, and who we lose along the way.
I think what's going to happen is everyone who's predicting, like Jon Snow, Daenerys, whoever, all those guys are going to die. What they're going to do, it's just going to be Bran left, and he'll be like, no more king, we're going to start a democracy. And that's how the show's going.
It's going to be a
President Bran.
It's going to be a whole like metaphor for America or something, like some deeper meaning.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I think I know there's Vegas odds. I bet if you look at the Vegas odds, the top five people, I'm going to make a bet they die.
Like, even if you hear quotes of actors, like the actors who like finish shooting scenes or are done with the scene.
I cried when it was over.
No, believe it.
Yeah.
So like, apparently,
I'm expecting big things, but
like the guy who plays Jon Snow is married to the chick who played Ygritte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he told her the ending, and apparently, like, there was an article that
they divorced.
No, she didn't talk to him for like 2 days.
What?
Yeah. He told her what happened, and she didn't talk to him for like 2 days.
Is it leaked somewhere online?
That's so stupid.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Did they put out six, like, fake ones?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, did they?
And they shot.
That's what you should do.
And they shot multiple endings.
Okay.
So no one's going to know. That's how they, like, that's what they do with Avengers.
Yeah. They're pretty good at keeping like secrets.
Exactly. How much money do you have to spend
shooting fake stuff? Like fake production stuff just so people don't unbelievable.
It's because if you wanna have like a little fun, go to YouTube and type in Tom Holland spoils Avengers stuff. So like they don't give him full scripts. They don't give everyone full scripts because they don't want it to leak. Like when those guys see the premiere, like they don't know how it ends.
Uh-huh. And what about, didn't Mark Ruffalo spoil some stuff too?
I think.
Where he was like, everybody dies at the end, and everyone was like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, and part of me is like, I feel like that had to be acting, because that's like a huge spoiler. Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah. All right, anybody else got anything that they want to do in the summer?
Well, I mean, just be outside. I mean,
I have golf.
Golf. I play softball, so like that keeps me busy. So, but
I have read biographies about presidents. I used to do that.
NBA Summer League.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for 3 points.
You can never forget about football in the off season because you got the combine coming up. So, like, I like
that's
to watch
the thing
some
is,
of
there's
it.
Really not like then, that long of a gap of not having football.
Then you got the draft
stuff.
In April, so you're then like, oh, then you're all back into when, football.
And what
then,
is it? Is it July? When's like the dead, real dead time?
June and July.
Yeah.
Usually like July 25th is like when they report for camp.
Yeah, that's right.
And they'll probably have like some...
The guys will lift.
Mini camp in June or May.
And then you'll hear a lot of like, so-and-so looks real good. He's in real good shape. He's catching the ball real well.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a good pick.
And, and like 5 weeks later, we cut him.
get your hopes up. Then first week of the season, tears his ACL. Then you're like, God.
All right, you want to do a few more overrated, underrated?
Yeah, a few more of those. And are we going to be... we'll talk about that at the end. Go ahead.
Overrated, underrated, Tony Romo.
Overrated.
Underrated. He can see the future.
As a broadcaster.
Properly rated.
I say properly rated.
Yeah, I'll go back.
But everybody's making a big deal about him.
He's good.
Jim. Look at that catch. Jim, do you see that, Jim? It was the longest punt.
He's doing what he's been doing his whole life. Being a quarterback, reading the defense. Like
that's what we were talking
reading
about.
Reading the offense.
Like, I feel like people who know about football know that what Tony Romo's doing isn't like crazy amazing.
Yeah.
It's basically he sees the situation. It's like you said, was a good football player. It's like him watching film.
Yeah.
Here's the defense. Here's the situation. They're going to run like one of these.
Why couldn't
plays?
Like Phil Sims do that?
Because Phil Sims is garbage.
So not every quarterback can do it, or at least put it into like layman's terms that everybody can understand, and then he's right.
Well, maybe
85% of the time.
I don't know. Maybe a broadcaster has never thought about predicting every single play before it happens.
They should, obviously.
And he's the only one that like kind of is
he's
doing
proper,
it.
Jay right? Cutler should be. Should try it out.
I think that'd be fun.
I am interested to see what he does.
Making bad reads.
He would probably be drunk.
Smoking
I just throw it up.
Right.
Yeah, I just throw it. Where's Brandon Marshall? I'd throw it in.
If I was Brady right now, and if I had a Brandon Marshall, I'd just throw it real far.
He's properly rated.
Yeah.
We'll go properly rated.
Properly rated.
All right. Let's do overrated or underrated. Kyrie Irving.
Overrated. In what way were we talking about? Like, as a human being,
I just want to say his
overrated.
Name so it gets you to rant about him.
As a person, he's overrated. As a basketball player, he's tremendous.
Okay.
Like, I know what you're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Because he's an idiot.
You try to bear a little bit.
It's so stupid. I mean, I don't know. You guys think I'm, like, crazy?
No.
I
didn't know what was going on. You explained it to me on Sunday, and I was like, yeah, you're an idiot. So
I don't think he owns the fans anything.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He absolutely does.
No.
He should have just kept his mouth shut.
Why does he not?
Because what do the fans owe him? Like, if he wins a championship
for them? Like, can he do whatever? Like, do the fans have to cheer him on if he goes somewhere else? Like,
I agree, but and I'm with you, and I 100% agree with you that he can do it every once.
Yeah,
and whatever. But
he did he one.
Not, did he not say that he like he did, wanted yes. to stay?
Okay, he so
did,
he said he that. So once you say thing, to the fans that well, you have to do it,
no, yes. no, you don't. But you yeah. also look dumb when you do it.
You,
no,
you just dumb. Don't it's say fine. It. Exactly. You just don't say it.
Here, so I mean, this is my thought. Like he doesn't. Ultimately, he shouldn't owe the fans anything.
So what happens if things change?
He backed himself into a corner.
What happens if things change though?
Things may change, but what I'm saying is what the way he went about it was like asinine, in my opinion. They had their, whatever it was, their media day. He stood in the middle of the garden in Boston, and he stood up, and you can watch that video. He stands up and looks in the entire stadium, and he says, I'm going to come back if you guys will have me. I plan on re-signing. And he actually didn't even, like, I'm going to do it.
So what happens, okay, if...
But when you do that, and then you say, I don't owe the fans crap, I don't owe anyone anything, you screwed yourself by saying that. Don't say that. If you don't know, don't say it. Don't tell the entire organization, the entire fan base that you plan on re-signing and then 3 months later be a total jerk about
things
it.
Change. Be like,
I don't owe anybody anything.
I mean, he doesn't, but...
I disagree. Because you know what? Like, this is what drives me crazy is, like, I get it's a business and he's saying he's got to do what's best for his family. And I told David this before. The fact that he's in the NBA is what's best for his family. Like, I think that's the biggest cop-out.
I was going to say.
That's the biggest cop-out of all time. No matter where he goes, he's a multimillionaire. He's set for life.
The best
his
was
his great-great-grandkids could end up not doing anything.
Charles Spurwell turned, like, a $14 million contract down because his kids got to eat.
Yeah.
And yeah, then he yeah. ended up getting, like, $5
million. Yeah.
Like, he's got a, like, I get it. It's, I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at it.
That's unbelievable that a $14 million is like, well, it's not enough. My kids will starve.
No, they won't. No.
That's probably a really big contract back then.
I never thought I would say Latrell Sprewell on the practice box.
He had some sweet cornrows. That's what I remember.
He did. What else we got? I guess he's, just go.
I don't care. Yeah. I just want to get LeBron right. or, Carmen.
Can't say that. You can't say that and go back on it.
Yeah.
Just don't say anything in the first place.
I'm with Garmin. He should have just kept his mouth shut and just
say what you want. Overrated or underrated, the movie Bring It On?
Nothing. Not even on my radar.
Jeez. You, like, Carrie Irving, Bring It On.
I watched it, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Because it was on HBO Now.
You watched it yesterday.
And, Tori knew every word to the movie.
Got the door, Tor.
Yeah, she like knew all the words.
No.
So I'm going to go properly rated.
Philly?
Elijah Dushku.
Elijah Dushku and Kristen Dunst are like the only reason to watch
it. I don't like Kristen Dunst.
Neither.
I like Elijah Dushku, though.
That's stupid.
Bad name, but I like.
He's an interesting name.
Oh, and D-Wade's wife.
Is she in the first
Gabrielle one? Union.
Gabrielle Union. Yeah, they steal her
the
cheers.
Clovers, dude.
Oh, the Clovers.
Are they the Compton Clovers, too?
Yeah.
Like, it's like something very stereotypically urban, if you know what I mean.
It's cold in here. There must be some
you stole our
in the
cheers.
Atmosphere.
So, yeah.
You've been touched by an angel, girl.
So, I'm assuming you think it's underrated. It's
definitely
have
underrated.
You watched it recently, I assume?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think I just thought of that because of the actor in You is, I think, the brother of, right? He's the guy who ends up with Kristen Dunst.
I don't know.
Is that right?
The brooding.
I know you're talking about, but I don't know.
Like the rocker guy who's like.
Yeah, he wears like Green Day shirts. Yeah, like,
I know the guy from You, but I don't.
I think it's the same guy.
Bring It On is not even on my radar. So.
Should be.
Yeah. You like too good of movies.
No, okay. I like bad movies. It's just. I don't know.
What's the worst movie you like?
The worst movie that I like?
By the way, everyone see Running. You guys have to watch Running Man. If you like Predator, you like Running Man. So go watch that.
Okay. I have watched Running Man.
Oh. Well, David, then.
It's based off a Stephen King book.
You got any more? I got one.
Okay.
Pizza Rolls.
That is it.
I love pizza rolls.
Yeah, they're underrated. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Do you bake them or microwave them?
Bake them.
Air fry them.
No.
Already.
Brittany tries to microwave them. It's a mistake.
Okay.
So I
Wait, who tries to microwave them?
Brittany.
Okay. Ooh. I was going to. I was about ready. I was about ready.
They burn your mouth every time when you microwave
them. See, the only time I microwaved them was like my high school because I didn't want to wait 10 minutes. So I just was like, 2 minutes? Yep, throw them in there.
He's thinking, because we said Brittany, so that I was about ready to be like, anyone who microwaves their pizza bites is a sociopath.
She is. Yeah.
I don't, you don't care about anything if you I microwave say that your pizza
because bites. I ate microwavable quesadillas today, and I feel horrible.
The air fryer is amazing. Yeah. They're crispy.
I was a big Bagel Bites fan.
They're awesome.
Bagel Bites
were good, too. Did you bake those as well?
No, I would actually microwave those.
Really? I would feel like it would get soggy.
They do. I was just lazy.
I feel like Bagel Bites would be really well done in the oven because they get toasty.
Yeah, they are. Get a little crunch.
But with Bagel Bites, I always burned the top of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because the sauce would always get on there.
Yep. No doubt.
Well, that's the show tonight.
That's the show this year.
So that was my question.
We'll be back.
Are we going to be back later this year, Jordan, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, we'll be back. I mean, we'll probably try to do
periodically.
Yeah, we'll draft like show, off-season
draft
show.
Reds.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just hot stove it.
Well, yeah,
hot stove it.
I don't know. That's Red's hot.
We'll do some random.
Red's rumors are like it's the hot stove in baseball. Yeah. Why is it the hot stove in baseball?
They sit around the hot stove in the winter and talk about that.
That must be.
There you go.
All the baseball rumors is like, it's hot stove, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know why. What's the hot stove show?
Here and there we'll do a show, then until the season kicks off, that's when we'll be back full time per se or whatever.
Well, sounds
every
good.
Week, and we might have to do like a Game of Thrones show or two.
Yeah, that's true.
I could 100% do that.
You'll just have to follow our Twitter account at FR Practice Squad.
Yeah.
Wait for the proper gift.
So you dedicated fans can tune in and listen to us ramble for a couple hours every Monday night. So for David Schmidt,
Jordan Sogwood. Do I say my name?
This is the first time you've ever done that.
I was just waiting on. I was just waiting on our music.
Oh yeah, I'm getting ready. Sorry.
And for David Schmidt, Jordan Stogler, Craig Garman, and Philly Metzger. Football season's over.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Sometime.
Just follow
our Twitter. FR Practice Squad. Have a good week, everybody.